This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hope you enjoyed game number one tonight. Litchfield-Hillsboro doing battle. Now we'll move over to the Prairie State Conference, where the Nokomis Redskins have come a-calling on the East Alton Wood River Oilers. My name is Gary Boker, alongside Dan Newkirk. We're about ready to get this one underway. It is senior night. It is homecoming here at East Alton Wood River. The Oilers will receive the opening kickoff. Tassetti, a low line drive kick, goes down inside the 25 to the 20. They'll return and bring it around to the near side, turn the corner, try to get across the 30. Going to be brought down at about the 32-yard line for the Oilers. That was number 7, Stephen Gleason, who was the return man, getting the ball out to the 33. And that is where the Oilers will begin scrimmage.
Last guy getting above that pile was senior Ryan Jansen for the Redskins. And, Gary, I got a feeling that's a name we're going to call a lot tonight. Ryan Jansen, one of the favorite running backs for the Nokomis Redskins, and really just a big power back. Going to, I'm sure, see a lot of old number 46 tonight.
So Wood River with a first and 10, they'll set up in the pistol with one back behind the quarterback who's in shotgun formation. He'll hand the ball off to Newberry. Newberry's going to go left and then come back to the right. He's going to go down the sideline. He's to the 30, the 25, the 20. They won't catch him today as Mr. Newberry, Brody Newberry, takes it a total of 67 yards on the first play of scrimmage. And the Oilers, just like that, they struck oil, Dan.
They sure did. And we talked about this before the game, Gary. Brody Newberry is a very special athlete, running back. Very low to the ground, very compact, very strong, though. And we were denied getting to see him in this game last year when we covered it. He had had an injury the week before. He was having a great season at the time, and I was looking forward to seeing him. And, boy, we got a good chase of him there.
It did not take long for Wood River to come up with their first score of the game. One play, 67 yards, Brody Newberry. The point after tip is up, and it's good. And so the Oilers have taken a 7-0 lead right off the bat. We'll be back with the Oiler kickoff after these messages on WSMI. It took the Oilers only one play to go 67 yards. Brody Newberry with the 67-yard touchdown run. Point after by Kenny Beecham makes it 7-0. This scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. It'll be a short kick that Nokomis will take as Connor Overby retrieves it. As it comes down, so do the Oilers come down on him at the 37-yard line. He's going to be brought down without any kind of a run back at all. So Nokomis trailing 7-0. They'll start from their own 37.
That was Spencer Sladen that was right there to make the tackle as soon as he caught the ball. Really a great special teams play by Sladen.
So here comes Nokomis breaking the huddle. He'll come out with Alex Tassetti under center. Behind him, Ryan Jansen, as they'll have a wing back on each side, and they'll hand the ball off to Landon Engelman. Engelman tries to turn the corner, and he'll get out to about the 40-yard line. That's about it. He's going to fumble the ball as he goes down, but they're going to say he was down first. Damian Wiseman, one of the first Oilers to get out there and bring him down at the 40-yard line. Let's give him a gain of 3. We'll call it 2nd and 7.
They don't throw the ball, the Redskins, and I think that side-to-side motion is going to set up the power running game right up the middle with Jansen.
Nolan Ernst, the wide receiver here, but they'll run that jet sweep back the other way. It's not going to go very far. Adam Lyons tries to turn the corner. He can't get the job. Coming up big time, Blake Wright for the stop for the Oilers back at the 38. Loss on the play of 2. Going to bring up a 3rd and 9.
The Oilers have just an absolutely gaggle of linebackers on the field, according to the program. But now that I have actually seen them out on the field, they are very linebacker-looking. They attack, they come forward, and they're excellent tacklers.
Like a 35 defense there.
It is, and I expected to see some walking up of linebackers, and they have. Now they have a little bit here, almost looking like a 4-4 type look, but definitely a 3-5 defense.
Passing situation for Nokomis, but instead they'll hand the ball up to shoot to Ryan Jansen. Jansen's going to be brought down for little or no gain. going to be punt time coming in on the tackle there. Damian Weissman once again. Fourth down and about eight from the 39. Punt time for the Redskins. So the Oilers showed a burst on the offense with one big play, and on the defense they come up with three big plays, and the Redskins going to have to punt the ball back. Looks like back deep for East Alton Wood River. Is that Gleason there?
I believe so.
And it's going to be a fake punt. No, it's going to be a rugby style. No, he's going to pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted at the 43-yard line by the Oilers, and that one did not turn out right for the Redskins. But give credit to Will Keith, because Will Keith's interception gives the ball back to the Oilers. So the Redskins decided to gamble early. Did not pay off at all.
No, not at all. And, you know, when we look at these two teams going into this game, Nokomis at 5-2, and we have the Wood River Oilers at 4-3. This is a must-win game for the East Alton Wood River Oilers if they want to try to make the playoffs this year. And they've definitely come out of the chute with that intensity and that sense of get it done right now.
Yeah, I thought Tassetti maybe was going to do one of those rugby kicks on the punt, and he fooled me. This time they'll go up the middle, will the Oilers, giving the ball off to the fullback. That was Damian Weissman coming up on the carry there. Number 42, and he'll take the ball down to the 41, so let's give him a gain of 5. We'll call it 2nd and 5 for the Oilers of East Alton Wood River. Both teams, of course, playing in the Prairie State Conference. Both teams looking to make the playoffs if possible. Oilers pretty much have to win out. Coming down now, that'll be the jet sweep on the handoff as they'll give the ball off and go around the right side. Ball carrier this time going to be number 1. That's Brendan Knoll. Knoll gets down to the 39. To get a pickup of 2, bring up a 3rd and about 3.
Quinton Jameson from his defensive line position, along with some help from Isaac Satterley, making the tackle on that play. Very downhill running attack style by the Wood River Oilers so far.
8:30 to go here in the first quarter. Oilers with a 7-0 lead and a big third down play here. They'll send the man in motion. They'll run that double reverse as they'll hand off and then hand it back. And the Redskins did a good job of stopping Brendan Knoll for little or no gain there. Coming up on a big stop was Kester Cook for the Redskins, bringing him down at the 38. So we'll give him a gain of 1. It's going to bring up a 4th and 2, but they are in 4-down territory.
Yeah, and with how explosive this running game is, as we saw in the very first play of the game, inside the 40-yard line, I don't think it's probably even a thought process or a decision by the coaching staff.
So there'll be slots on either side, and they'll send a man in motion. They'll run the sweep to that side, turning the corner, upended. Nice open field tackle there by Dylan Hayes as he upended the running back. Who was that over there? That was number 30. That was Brody Newberry, and Newberry's kind of slow getting up as he's down at the 40-yard line. So the Redskins' defense stiffens, and they'll take over on their own 40-yard line. So that fake punt did not come back to haunt the Redskins, and they'll try it again from good field position.
Great adjustment by the Redskins, because the play that the Oilers ran was that very same play that Newberry took for a 67-yard touchdown to start the game, so they've already made a good adjustment to that.
And now all of a sudden, East Alton Wood River says, we'll take a quick timeout. As they take a break, we will too. 7:40 to go here in the first quarter. East Alton Wood River 7, Nokomis nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Tassetti's going to toss the ball out here to Adam Lyons. Lyons going to try to turn the corner. There'll be nothing doing there as the Oilers had that one stopped and stuffed very quickly. Coming up, one of the last ones up on the pile was number 68, and that is Brandon Wells for the Oilers at the 38-yard line. So going to be a loss of 2 on the play, brings up a 2nd and 12. 2nd and 12, Nokomis from their own 38. Thus far, I've been very impressed with this Oiler defense.
Very athletic. They're big up front. A lot of speed at all three levels of the defense. I'd love to see the three games they lost, because you're right, they've been very impressive so far.
Nolan Ernst, the wide receiver, over to the far side for the Redskins, but they're going to go up the middle once again as they'll give the ball to Adam Lyons. He'll try the left side. He'll get up to about the 45 for a gain of 7, going to bring up a 3rd and about 5 for the Redskins of Nokomis, who trail here 7-0, just about halfway through quarter number one.
I think Coach Watson's going to find that that's where he's going to have his most success, is just coming straight at this defense. Great way to attack an athletic defense like the Oilers are, who can run side to side, sideline to sideline so fast, is just come right at them. And that was an example play, big Breston Brumman at left tackle. They ran right behind him, opened up a nice hole for that gain.
See what they do here on a 3rd and 5. Will they keep it on the ground, or will they go to the air? Under center is Tosetti. He's going to hand the ball off to his tailback. And was that Jansen coming up the chute that time?
Ryan Jansen on the carry.
Tell you what, he was brought down quickly by Damian Weissman. Weissman's name has been called a lot here in the early going. Out of the 47, going to be a gain of 2. That's going to bring up the 4th, and still about 3 for the Redskins. Well, will they go for it again here, or will they more conventionally punt this time? We shall see. Doesn't look like they're in punt formation as Tosetti comes up under center. He's got slot or wingbacks on each side, send a man in motion. One of the Oilers almost jumped, but he got back, got reset. So they'll have a long count. They'll give the ball off. Oh, he hits the line of scrimmage, goes nowhere, bounces back, and then goes forward. And was that Jansen once again?
Yeah, great second effort. He met his offensive lineman almost in the backfield, bounced off, took a step to the left, and just got hard down the field to the first down marker, plus maybe a yard or two.
Now, Jansen just refused to be stopped there, yeah, didn't he? He just backed up and said, let's try another hole. Found a good one, got into Wood River territory, as from the 49-yard line, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Redskins. Ball resting on the East Dalton Wood River 49-yard line. Now they'll go into an I formation. It'll be a toss sweep to Lyons. Lyons going to try to turn the corner on the right side. He finds some daylight. He gets inside the 40. He's going to be brought down on about the 39. A good aggressive run and a first down for Nokomis, thanks to Adam Lyons with an outstanding run there.
You know, I've been very impressed with these Nokomis running backs on their second efforts. There's been several times that contact was made, but through second and third efforts, these guys are moving the ball down the field and gaining yardage.
No, when they spot the ball, they decided not to give him the first down, so it'll be 2nd and 1. The official over here on this side, linesman, said it was the first down. From the eye, they'll try it again. They're coming way back deep with Lyons. He'll turn the corner. He's got the first down. He's going to be waylaid as he goes out of bounds. Big number 14, Spencer Sladen, with a stop there, but not until the running back, Adam Lyons, gets the ball down to the 35 and gets a 1st and 10 for the Redskins.
And Lyons could have easily just taken it to the sideline, stepped out of bounds, but it was going to gain a lot of yards on the play, and he just put his head down and took Sladen on, and that was a pop that we heard all the way up here in the top of the bleachers.
Good, solid football being played by both teams here tonight. From the 35 of East Dalton Wood River, it'll be a Redskin 1st and 10. They'll go back to that I formation and have Tosetti under center. He's going to hand the ball off to the fullback, Jansen. He's going to try that right side. Off the tackle, he'll go inside the 30, down to about the 29. Good gain of about 6 yards. Let's call it 2nd and 4.
Really starting to get some traction are the Nokomis Redskins. They've kind of weathered that storm. We talked about that earlier. This is a good win and into the playoffs for the Nokomis Redskins, but it is an absolutely must-win for the Oilers. And once they've weathered that storm here in the beginning, Nokomis is starting to kind of get some traction, and they're moving the ball.
Yeah, Nokomis comes into the game at 5-2. A 6th win would guarantee them the playoffs. East Dalton Wood River at 4-3. They really probably need 2 wins, as they'll hand the ball off this time to Landon Engelman. Engelman's down the sideline. He boosts back to the inside, then veers back off to the outside, and he's going to be all the way down inside the 10-yard line. 1st and goal for the Redskins.
Great run there by Engelman. They've been giving him a healthy dose of Jansen and Lyons up until now. And little Landon Engelman's just kind of sitting there waiting and biding his time, taking the ball inside the Seavers equipment red zone. And that's powered by Seavers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Looks like they'll spot the ball just outside the 5-yard line, so we'll call it 1st and goal for the Redskins from the Wood River 6-yard line. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Redskins trailing 7-0, looking to get the tying touchdown. They'll go to the big guy up the middle. Ryan Jansen gets closer to the goal line as he'll pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards. Let's give him to the 3 and make it 2nd and goal. But as you always say, Dan, the yardage gets very difficult down here close to the goal line.
Yeah, things kind of tighten up. Now the defense is going to start coming forward. They're going to really close down that gap between the line of scrimmage and the defensive backs. And it gets hard to find, but at 6 foot, 205 pounds, Ryan Jansen is a load in there.
And, of course, he's got a load in front of him that's going to have to block the defensive line. Dylan Hayes out there, Derek Bell out there, Quentin Jameson, Wyatt Dooley, and Breston Brummett. See if they can power forward for the Redskins and get them a potential touchdown to draw the Redskins to within one. From the eye, they're going to do the toss sweep, getting the ball out wide and turning the corner and getting the ball close to the end zone, but not quite there, was the running back, Adam Lyons. Lyons going to be driven out. They're going to mark it, I guess, back at about the five. So actually going to be a loss on the play to the five-yard line. It's going to bring up a third and goal for the Redskins. So, as we said, perhaps the best way to go is to go straight ahead, because the Redskins trying to go outside were unsuccessful there, losing a couple yards from the five, third and goal for the Redskins, who trail 7-0, 1:29 to go here in the first quarter. They'll go man in motion. They'll give the ball off. Oh, good penetration by the Oiler defense. Coming up quickly was Josh Franklin, as he got Jansen before he could turn the corner or go anywhere, all the way back at about the 8-yard line. So what started as a first and goal from the sixth is now a fourth and goal from about the, looks like they're going to mark it at about the 7-yard line there.
There was a nice pile of maroon jerseys in there. Stopping Jansen. I think it was Lucas Brown, though, last one to get off the pile, sophomore linebacker. But really, I think the coaches from the Oilers gambled and blitzed those middle linebackers all right up the middle, and it paid off for them.
So Jansen will now set up as the fullback, and he'll have Lyons behind him at his tailback position from the eye. They'll give the ball. No, he'll hold on to the ball. He said he's going to roll out pass. It's going to be intercepted in the end zone by the Oilers for a touchback. And so the Redskins gambled on fourth and goal and went to the air, and it was intercepted. Who came up with on that interception? Was that 14? 21. We'll go Will Keith with the INT.
And that's Will Keith's second interception of the game so far. So the safety for the Oilers coming up big here on senior night.
He's had two interceptions, and now instead of the Redskins coming up with a touchdown to perhaps tie the game, they come away with nothing. And from their own 20-yard line, the Wood River Oilers, with 29 seconds to go here in the first quarter, they're nursing that 7-0 lead. They have dodged a bullet with the defense. Now they'll see what the offense can do. From the pistol, there'll be a wing back over here on the right. Over on the far side, split in left. Motion man gives off to the fullback instead. Is it going to be Newberry going up the middle? Nope, that'll be Wiseman on the carry there, as he'll get about 3 yards. Let's take it out to about the 23, and it'll bring up a second and 7 from the 23. That should just about do it for the first quarter. Indeed it will, as they rush to the line, but the clock is winding down quickly, and I think they're going to let the first quarter clock run out. After one quarter of play here at Memorial Stadium in Wood River, Illinois, it is the East Alton Wood River Oilers 7, the Nokomis Redskins nothing. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Jim Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. We're out here in the fresh air. Didn't have to go in the pill box, which is what their press box is like here at Wood River. And, of course, on this beautiful evening, it's no problem at all being out here in the fresh air.
No, just a gorgeous night.
As we talked about earlier, Nokomis with a 5-2 record, they need this win tonight, but they'll still have an opportunity in Week 9 as they'll play Colfax Ridgeview. And if they do, there is a chance there they can pick up their sixth win. Going to need six wins probably to get into the playoffs, because there's not going to be enough points at 5-4. And Alton Marquette has already defeated both of these teams, so they are pretty much assured that they are going to win the conference. East Alton Wood River at 4-3, as we say, they need to win out. They need to win tonight, and in Week 9, they will play Johnsburg. That game's going to be at Illinois Wesleyan, as the team from the Wisconsin border is going to meet them halfway. Start of the second quarter, hand off to Newberry. He'll use a stiff arm, get out over the 30. Finally going to be brought down on about the 32. Nice run there by Newberry. Coming up on the stop for the Redskins was Gavin Vincent.
Big pop. I don't know if you noticed that block. Damian Weissman, a name we've called a couple of times on defense, from a fullback position, just came up and really rocked one of the Nokomis Redskins, opening up that hole. So really, really good block that looked like it was going to go somewhere. You know, Nokomis did a nice job of filling it in, but it was a great block there.
Needed 7, picked up 9, 1st and 10 Oilers. They'll hand the ball off once again and go straight up the chute as they're going to give it off this time to Damian Weissman. Weissman's going to go up the chute for little or no gain at all as he's going to be brought down. They're going to mark it right at the 32. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Oilers, who leave this one 7 to nothing. 1 minute into quarter number 2 of week number 8. Actually spotting it at the 32, so we'll call it 2nd and 10 here. For the Oilers, pretty good offensive line for them. Franklin at 215, Yarborough at 285, Wells at 245, Simonia at 165, Hyde at 200. Some pretty good beef up there on the front. As now it is timeout going to be called. This one will be called by East Alton Wood River again. So with 10:31 to go to halftime and the Oilers leading Nokomis 7-0, they'll take a timeout. We'll take a timeout too. Be back after these messages on WSMI. Always good to see Joe Parmentiers. He stops by to say hi, and we go back to live action. Pass to Newberry out on the flat as he tries to turn the corner. He's not going to get very far. Good competition out there by Quentin Jameson and Connor Overby. They one-twoed him, brought him down at the 32 for no gain. So from the 32, it'll now bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Oilers, and the Nokomis defense looking pretty good here.
Yeah, they really are. I think it's safe to say, Gary, that in this game we're going to see more of a running success as opposed to passing. Both teams have tried to pass a little bit. Nokomis, 2 passes, 2 interceptions. The Oilers now 1 pass for 0 gain. So this game's going to be won. It's going to be on the ground.
Beecham comes over to the sideline, gets the play. He'll go back. He'll set his office by clapping his hands. Now he'll lift his foot and give the handoff. And a turn outside here, turning the corner and going up the field is Newberry. He's going to deliver a blow as he's driven out of bounds past midfield. And you talk about an outstanding run. Started at his 32, ended up on the Nokomis 46. Well, I guess you can look at that one of two ways. One, it was an outstanding run for the East Alton Wood River running back. Two, Nokomis can be happy that he didn't go all the way this time.
That brings Brody Newberry up to 96 yards on 4 carries. That's a nice average, Gary, if my math doesn't fail me.
22 yards on that one. They'll spot the ball at the Nokomis 46, 1st and 10 for the Oilers, and that was an outstanding play call that time for Gary Heron and the Oilers. And now it's going to be a jet sweep as the handoff is going to go to Brendan Knoll, and Knoll's going to turn the corner. He'll get inside the 45, down to about, looks like the 41, so give him a gain of 5, going to bring up a 2nd 5, Knoll with a run there.
Really quick, I've been impressed with Brendan Knoll's quickness on that jet sweep. He gets outside very quick, and then once he plants his outside foot, he's up the field. And that didn't look like a big game, but I wanted to go for 5.
And he's only a sophomore.
Ooh, wow.
5'9", 150 pounds. As you said, a nice 5-yard run for Knoll brings up a 2nd and 5 for the Oilers. As this time they'll go back to the pistol, and they'll send a man in motion, but they'll give the ball to the up back. And is that going to be Weissman again?
Damian Weissman.
He's going to get the ball down to about the 37. Let's give him a gain about 3 and call it 3rd and looks like about 2. They'll spot that ball closer to the 38. From the Nokomis 38, 3rd and 2, 8:25 to go till halftime. Wood River with the ball and a 7-point lead.
Really a big fan of the broken bone, as we like to call it, where they've got one running back and then they've got 2 wing backs at the side. The only variation we're seeing is their quarterbacks and shotgun.
Gives him the opportunity to run that jet sweep or the handoff in the direct sweep to Newberry. Newberry, he just ran right through one tackle. Now 2 of them are on him. Now it takes the 3rd one to finally bring him down. I'll tell you what, Brody Newberry is a ton out there, and he will get the Oilers the 1st down, taking the ball inside the 25 down to the 24, a pickup of 14 and a 1st and 10 for the Oilers. And Newberry once again impresses.
He really is. He's just got a great low center of gravity. His legs are turning at all times. Very strong, very powerful runner.
And perhaps the best thing is his determination.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very difficult to stop.
So now sitting in the backfield is Damian Weissman. They'll send a man in motion, and they'll give the ball off to Noah's finding some offense, closes down on the right side. The defense got stiff there, so he went back to the left side and gets the ball down inside the 20 to about the 18-yard line. Good redirection there.
It was Breston Brumman on the tackle for the Redskins. Had he not corralled him and brought him to the ground, it looked like Noel was going to get to this outside here and pick up a whole lot more yards.
So it's going to be a second and four from the 18-yard line for the East Dalton Wood River Oilers. But before they get their next playoff, Nokomis is going to take a much-needed timeout. As they take a timeout on the field, we'll take one too. 7:19 to go till halftime. East Dalton Wood River 7, Nokomis nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jim Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Dan Newkirk. And right now, the Redskins defense is going to have to make a stop because guess where the Oilers are?
They are knock on the door in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. It's powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
It will be a second and five from the 18-yard line in the pistol. We'll go Beecham. He'll hand the ball up the middle, and the Redskins defense was there quickly coming up on the stop. Cook and Kester Cook and Dylan Hayes stopped him in the background for little or no gain. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more.
No, and I tell you what, that's something else because Damian Weissman is quite a load back there at that fullback position. So to stop him for little or no gain is really quite an accomplishment. And it took two or three of the Redskins to do it. I'm not sure one guy's going to stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Third and four is once again Weissman in the backfield. Going to be flags thrown. I think we're going to have a procedure call on the Oilers. And believe it or not, 6:37 to go until halftime. And Dan, was that our first laundry on the lawn?
I believe it was. It took him. You know, it's hard to imagine with a Reggie Rain crew that we wouldn't have a lot of penalties, but it took till 6:37 going the first half to get a penalty. Now, I joke, but it really has been a very clean game played by both teams.
Yes. And so that will move the ball back outside the 20 to about the 23-yard line, where it'll now be a third and nine for the Oilers. 6.5 minutes to go till halftime. Weissman, the only back in the backfield behind the quarterback, Beecham. He'll fake the handoff. Now he's going to roll out. He's got some room to run if he wants to. Instead, he'll go to the air and throw to Gavin Haynes. And Haynes is going to get a first down. Nice pass pattern there as he simply cut across the middle, found a big-time opening, and gets the ball down inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line. And as you just mentioned, those East Dalton Wood River Oilers, they are knock, knock, knocking on the door again. Spotted at the 8-yard line. Ball's over on the right hash mark. I thought it looked like to me that if Beecham wanted to, Beecham could have ran for the first down, but he knew what he wanted to do. Toss it to Haynes and let the big boy do the work at 2:45.
I think Haynes is probably his favorite receiver at that tight end position. He had a receiver open early on a deep out route. Chose not to. That's when I thought he was going to run also.
This time they'll run the jet sweep and bring it back this side to Newberry. He'll take the ball down inside the 5, down to about the 3. So pick up a 5, going to bring up a second and goal from the 3 for the Oilers. They lead already 7-0. 5:40 to go till halftime, and the Oilers looking for more down there in that north end. Beecham going to go into the pistol again, as he will have Weissman behind him. He's lone set back in the backfield, as you said, a wing on each side. They'll give the ball to Weissman, and he'll go straight ahead. He will burrow in for the touchdown. Damian Weissman with the touchdown, and you talk about running it straight ahead. Credit that offensive line. There was Josh Franklin and Caleb Yarborough there was Brandon Wells and Gary Shimonia and Curtis Hyde, and that front five just blew Nokomis off the ball.
Just a snowplow?
Yes.
Just a snowplow effort up front, and that's always fun when you got your five linemen up front just clearing way for a running back coming behind. You know, never mind it's a guy like Damian Wiseman that's a load to bring down to begin with, but makes it difficult to stop up front.
Now the point after attempt is Nick Ellis is going to try the kick. Got a bad snap, got a procedure call, so they'll back him up five and say, let's do it again. So Wiseman gets the touchdown as he takes it in from 3 yards out. Now we'll back up five and try the extra point again. And so the kicker, Nick Ellis, will try to attempt his second point after. I think I gave that credit to Beecham earlier. But Ellis is the kicker. They'll spot the ball. Back. They'll walk an encroachment penalty off against Nokomis. So now we're back where we started from. The tee is going to be placed at the 10-yard line for the point after attempt by Nick Ellis.
What do we say about a clean
play?
Snaps
back, team? Balls down, kicks up, it's high, it's long, and it's good. So Ellis, point after, makes our scoreboard read East Dalton Wood River 14, Nokomis nothing. Back with the Oiler kickoff after these messages on WSMI. Damian Wiseman with the honors as he takes it in from 3 yards out. It completed a 13-play, 80-yard drive. If you remember, following that interception, the Oilers got the ball on the touchback out on the 20-yard line. And so they traveled 80 yards, 13 plays. Damian Wiseman, 3-yard touchdown run. Nick Ellis point after makes it 14-0. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville. Since 1854. So Wiseman with the touchdown, Newberry with the opening touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. Now the Oilers going to kick it out of bounds, and the flags will fly as it crosses the sideline at about the 30-yard line. So Nokomis going to have the opportunity of taking the ball where it went out of bounds, or at the 35, or making them kick again. Reggie Smith's over there trying to ask the Redskins, what is your preference? And they're going to take it at the 35. So the Redskins got to get something going here, Dan. The offense has moved the ball a bit, but the interception at the last drive thwarted them from getting points. Now they've got to go back and try it again here, trailing now 14-0 to the home team, the Oilers of East Dalton Wood River. Tassetti up and under center, and I backfield behind him as he will have Jansen and Lyons. Going to keep the ball himself. Try that little quarterback sneak. Gets out near the 40-yard line. We're going to spot him just shy of the 40. We'll call it the 40. Give him a gain of 5. Call it second and 5. Perhaps that's what they need to do, is just take the ball straight ahead and see what they can do, letting that big offensive line go to work. Hayes and Bell, Jamison and Dooley and Brummett out there, all of them except Hayes, over 200 pounds. They average about, what do you say, 220, 230 maybe?
Right, yeah, easily.
Playing some smash-mouth football this time. They're going to hand the ball off to Engelman. Engelman tries to turn the corner, and he's going to be upended quickly by Lucas Brown. Brown's been in on a couple of good stops. Out of the 41, give him a gain of just 1, going to bring up a 3rd and about 4. Good hard running, good hard tackling.
Landon Engelman, only a sophomore as well. We got a sophomore in Brandon Engelman. We got a sophomore in Brendan Knoll at the same position on both teams. These are a couple of young kids that are getting a lot of very valuable experience at the varsity level at a young age.
Future looking good for both teams, yeah. You'd have to say, right?
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of sophomores playing here on these two teams indeed. Now they'll go unbalanced as there's only one lineman on this side of the line, so they'll go the other way, pitching it to Adam Lyons, and Adam Lyons had enough blockers out in front that he gets the ball out to about the 45. Let's see on the mark, will it be enough for a first down for the Redskins? They are going to mark it squarely on the 45 and give them a first down. First down Redskins as they use that student body sweep. Only one offensive lineman on the right side of the center, so they were overloaded left. Went that way, take the ball out to the 45, enough for a first down. From the 45-yard line, over on the left hash mark, has the Redskins. They're heading from north to south here in the second quarter. Got their white tops on, the black pants on, the red helmets. They'll hand the ball off to Lyons, and Lyons is going to spin his way through that line and get the ball out just about to the midfield stripe. Let's give him a gain of five, call it second and five. And you talk about a guy doing a do-si-do to get some extra yardage there.
Well, we're at a point here with 3:06, getting ready to click down under 3 minutes and a half. They need to get down and score. They're going to receive the opening kickoff in the second half. If they can somehow find pay dirt down here, get the ball back in the second half, they can make this a new game moving into the third quarter.
Isaac Satterley going to be the wide receiver out here to the near side. Nolan Ernst is the wingback. And in motion, we'll go, that's Engelman, excuse me. Instead, they'll go up the middle. And once again, the Redskins decide, let's don't go left and right. Let's go straight north-south. They head south, handing it off to Ryan Jansen. And Jansen gets the ball into Oiler territory down to the 43. So a pickup of seven. Going to be another first and 10 for the Redskins. They're going the right direction. They just got to find pay dirt, as you say.
Yeah, and you really feel like Nokomis is starting to pick up some offensive momentum in their play calling, and it all seems to be running straight ahead with Engelman every once in a while getting that jet sweep.
Well, they're trying to toss sweep, and this does not look good as the Oilers smelled that one out, and Lyons going to be brought down for a loss, just as we were talking about the Redskins going right up the middle, running between the tackles. They go outside to no avail, as it's going to be a loss on the play all the way back. Well, they're going to mark him at the 50-yard line, I believe. And Nokomis will take a timeout. Loss of seven on the play, going to bring up a second and about 17, but timeout on the field. 2:01 to go till halftime. 14-0 is the Oiler lead. Back after these messages on WSMI. The Nokomis Redskins had had success going between the tackles straight ahead. They decided they would scoot to the outside, and sometimes if it ain't broke, you don't want to fix it. But that time I think they figured, hey, the Oilers are going to be loading up between the tackles, putting everything in the box. Maybe we can get outside. Did not work to their advantage there.
No, absolutely not. And just a big loss and momentum killer on the play. Enough that Coach Watson smartly, I think, called a timeout there. Just kind of get the guys, regroup them, and help them understand we're at 2 minutes to go. There's only one way we need to go, and that's forward.
Things going again as now they're going to go to the air. Oh, under duress is Tassetti as he's being chased all the way back to the 30. He'll be able to plant. He'll launch a pass. It's going to be underthrown and intercepted at the 30-yard line. And so the Oilers coming up with yet another INT. Now there's going to be a flag on the play at the end, but this is Spencer Sladen who comes up with the INT here.
Ow. Yeah, really. Ouch was right, and Isaac Satterley had got behind the Oiler defenders, but it took Tosetti so much time in order to get his feet set that by the time he did, the defense was able to recover and get in position. He threw the ball into duress, which made it hang up in the air a little bit, and Sladen easily came up and picked off that pass.
I have that correct, three interceptions.
Three interceptions on three attempts.
On the first half. Now, things not going well for the passing game for the Redskins. The Oilers are going to be assessed a penalty as they got the ball back out to the 50, but the penalty will back them up to their own 35. But I think right now they're not really that concerned with the penalty as they are with the fact that they got the ball with 1:45 to go. Should go into the halftime locker room with at least a 14-0 lead. From their own 35-yard line, we have to switch footballs. So the Nokomis football is off the field. The Oiler football is on the field. Beecham back in the shotgun with one back beside him. Got wide receivers to the right. Now we'll go motion man. He'll give the ball off to Noel. Noel gets ahead of steam as he turns a corner, makes a nice run, got most all of that penalty yardage back as he gets the ball out to about the 44-yard line. And so that's going to be a gain of 8 and gets them back up to where they almost started from their own 43. Call it 2nd and 2. I like this Noel kid. As you mentioned before, he's doing a lot of good work and just a sophomore. And we'll go with a double wing formation. Hand off and come back this way. And it'll be flag on the play as coming with the run that time was Newberry again. As Newberry gets the ball across midfield to the 48, but we'll see what the penalty is here. The Oilers kind of walking back like they think it's against them. Once again, another good run for Newberry. Would have gotten the first down. But the flag, which was thrown back at the 39. Reggie's trying to explain. This is where we're going to start from. We're going to back them up from there.
I believe it was a holding call that in the Reggie backfield. Called. Yes, back in the backfield.
They're going to mark the ball back to the 34. Okay, so that's going to bring up a second down still, but from the 34, it will be a 2nd and 11.
Got a new again, formation. We got two receivers out here.
We got Trips coming out here with the wing back, a slot back, and a split end. He's going to throw long, not long enough. Oh, Tosetti almost had the interception as he was playing center field. That one just barely went through his extended hands. Incomplete pass will bring up a 3rd and 11.
Was Will Keith, who was the intended receiver. That would have been awful sweet. There's Will Keith and Alex Tosetti have been involved in plays before with Will Keith with two interceptions on the night on Tosetti. That would have been a sweet one for
if Tosetti could have got
back.
One back. Yeah.
That would have been a nice one to take back.
All right, that will bring up a 3rd and 11 for the Oilers. Clock stop with 1:03 to go here in the second quarter. Now the referee and the linesmen are going to have a discussion about exactly where is the ball to be set. Either that or where is it we're going to go to eat after the game. I've got a few suggestions, but I'll keep them to myself.
You think they're discussing the starting pitching in the Cardinals?
No, that's one. That's not.
You don't think that's what it is?
That was cruel. Jen, I'll smack him.
Yeah, don't. I'm sorry, Jen.
From the 34, I think, is where we're going to play. Both of them are happy with that call. So with 1:03 to go, discussion's over. Into the pistol with a back behind him is Beecham. They're going to run that double reverse. No, they're going to. Yes, it did not go very well as it looked like it was going to be a double reverse, but it goes for naught. Being stopped back at the 30-yard line for a loss of 4, going to bring up a 4th and 15. Well, perhaps the Oilers outfought themselves there because the Nokomis defense, they sniffed that one out and had it covered.
Really, big Breston Brummett was just right there sitting waiting for Lyons to take that, or excuse me, for Noel to take that handoff and just really had no chance of developing at all. And the shame of it is they had blocks set up.
Yes, it was there.
It was there.
The game clock is down to 20 seconds, 10 seconds left on the play clock. And so now East Elton Wood River will call a timeout with 14 seconds to go. They'll have a 4th and 15. They'll take a timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, it would appear that with 14 seconds to go, the Oilers are going to punt this one away. Newberry in punt formation sets the offense. They'll run the man in motion, get the snap back, get a foot into it. A little bit of a wobbly kick, but it's going to have some good distance and an outstanding roll. It's going to keep on rolling. They're going to let it go and let it go and let it go and finally pick it up with 22 seconds left. 3 seconds to go. What are you saying, Mr. Newkirk? They could have let the clock run out?
Well, you don't have to down that ball. Eventually, the official will call the play dead.
Yes.
Probably would have waited another 3 seconds, and they would not have given Nokomis one more play. But you know what? That's one of the glories of high school football, isn't it, Coach?
Well, they're going to spot it at the 23. So now perhaps one Hail Mary for Nokomis, although when they have tried that, it hadn't been too successful. Well, maybe you ought to just eat this one and take it into halftime, and I think that's what the Redskins are going to do. So we have come to halftime here at Memorial Stadium here in Wood River, and the score at halftime is East Alton Wood River 14, Nokomis nothing. Back with the third quarter after these messages on WSMI. To start the third quarter, the Oilers will be kicking off. They will be going from right to left as we look down at the game. And on this field, that would be from south to north. The Redskins, they will accept this first kickoff, and they'll be going from north to south. And we're ready. 12 minutes on the clock. It'll be kind of a pooch kick across the field. Going to be fielded there by Connor Overby, and Overby is going to get the ball out to about the, it's like he's going to get it out over the 40-yard line. Let's mark it at about the 41.
Pretty good starting field position here for the Redskins, and they've had these drives where they build momentum and they're gaining yardage. Most of the success has come running in between the tackles, but they've had a couple of costly penalties. They had Adam Lyons was tackled for a big loss on a play that's just killed some drives, an interception or three. But they've been able to move the ball, so hopefully they can get some momentum here and get down to the end zone.
They're going to go to Ryan Jansen, the fullback, coming out of the I formation. Jansen's going to go straight up the chute to about the 43, so we'll give him a gain of a couple, call it second and eight. And that's what they were doing successfully in the first half, running right at that Oiler defense.
Yeah, they really have. They've got a nice line up front. They've got a very good mixture of size and athleticism. Got Dylan Harris and Derek Bell at 180 pounds apiece, very quick athletic linemen. Then they got Quentin Jameson, Cameron Englehart, and Brayson Brummett at 200, 210, and 275 respectively.
They'll go with a jet sweep, trying to hand off out there on the left side to Adam Lyons. Lyons going to get the ball out near midfield, going to be just shy the first down, needed eight, picked up seven, going to bring up a third and one.
That was Blake Wright making the tackle on the play. Adam Lyons tried to kind of jump, tried to jump, and Blake caught him and brought him right down to the ground.
Stopped him in midair.
Yes. Didn't he?
Reverse that direction. They'll go straight ahead. There's the way to get the first down. Redskins handing off to Ryan Jansen, the big 6 foot, 205-pound senior. He just went over that big left side of that offensive line, takes it inside the 45, down to the 44. Needed one, got six, first and 10, Redskins.
Love the call. That is what they have had a lot of success with here in this game, and if they can continue just to be patient and run that between the tackle football, I got a feeling the Oilers are going to have a difficult time stopping it.
So at the tailback position is Lyons, and he's going to get the handoff on the crossbuck action. He'll go off the right side and get the ball down inside the 40, down to the 35, close to a first down. As he picks up nine, going to bring up a second and short. And as we said, they're running between the tackles and doing it quite well. Thank you very much.
Moving the ball in chunks is always a nice thing to do for a number of different reasons. One, it really wears out a defense. And they've got some size on that earlier defense, so when they're taking those big chunks, that really takes a lot out of their gas tank.
Plus, it builds up confidence in that offense. Again, they'll go to Lyons, and Lyons going to run up the chute. He's going to be tripped up for a short gain on the play, but I believe he's going to have enough for the first down. Looked like Will Keith might have been in on that stop. They'll mark it at the 33. Needed one, picked up two, first and 10 for the Nokomis Redskins. Opening march of the second half. They trail 14 to nothing. See if they can do something about it here. Stop the clock at the 9:30 mark while they move the chains. Now they'll start that clock back up as Reggie says, wind it. Lone back in the backfield will be Ryan Jansen. Wings on each side, split ends on each side. They'll go to Jansen right up the middle. He'll just churn right inside the 30, take it down to about the 28. Pick up a five for Jansen. Going to bring up a second and five.
Really, there's nothing fancy about what the Redskins are doing here. The linemen are firing off the ball. They're moving forward. They're moving that line of scrimmage on every play. And Jansen's just putting his head down. He's not looking for a hole to pop through.
And the old-timers sitting up here in the stands, they're saying that's the way football is supposed to be
they're
played.
They're loving it. Yeah, this is old-time football for sure.
Lions at the tailback position. Jansen at the fullback. They'll give the ball off to Lyons. He'll follow Jansen into the line, get down to about the 35, and I think we got a flag being thrown. Could be a holding call on the Redskins.
And boy, that's a killer.
Maybe a face mask call here.
Oh.
Yes, it'll be a face mask call against the Oilers. So pardon my mistake. Thank you very much. They'll be walking the right way as far as Buddy Blattner was concerned. It was just a 5-yard penalty, but it'll take the ball down to the 21-yard line. So the penalty will give the Redskins a first and 10 at the 21-yard line as they're marching down the field, started their drive on their own 23.
Redskins coming up to the line of scrimmage in their traditional broken bone. They got two wingbacks, got the fullback, one split in, and quarterback under center.
Put that man in motion, give that ball off to the third back as they'll swing it back to the crossbook, and that is Landon Engelman. Engelman making a nice run. You dive that one back, you swing the halfback one way, then bring it back. It's a really a good misdirection play. Takes the ball down inside the 15, down to the 13.
And that's going to take us inside the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now with Exmark at Seavers. Check it out online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Ball resting on the 13-yard line of the Oilers. As the Redskins started from their own 23, it's been a good march. They've had one of these before, but now they want to make sure they cash in. Oh, the fullback is going to get the call this time. Jansen going quickly up the middle. And I'll tell you what, there's a little bit of pain going on there as who's that? Number 75, one of the linemen, that's Quentin Jamison. I don't know if he got his hand stepped on or got it caught in there, but the ball is resting on the 10-yard line. However, there's penalty flags down.
It was thrown into the defensive backfield. Looked like a personal foul call against the Oilers. A little extracurricular after the whistle, I believe, was what brought that flag on.
Well, the ball's at the 10, so they'll take it half the distance to the goal, so that'll take it down to the 5. It'll be a first and goal for Nokomis from the Wood River 5-yard line. They'll wind that clock as we go down to 7:20 to go here in the third quarter. 14-0, Oilers have the lead, but it is the Redskins who are knock, knock, knocking on the door. Back in that I formation, they'll go as they'll have Lyons behind Jansen. They'll go up to shoot with it. They'll give the ball to Lyons. He'll go off that left side. He'll get down close to the goal line. I think they're going to mark him down at about the 1-yard line, perhaps the 2. Give him gain of at least 3. Going to bring up a second and goal for the Redskins. Nothing fancy, nothing cute, just taking it right to you. Spotting the ball at the 2, almost halfway through quarter number 3. You were talking about that smash-mouth football, giving you momentum, giving you confidence, and it also keeps the ball out of the opponent's hands as they have taken this opening kickoff of the third quarter and marched right down the field, almost a 6-minute drive. Jansen up the middle, Jansen over the top, Jansen down before the fumble. They say that he coughed it up but was down on the ground first. Now, was he in the end zone? They're going to say no. They're going to mark the ball at the 1, so it'll be a third and goal. So Redskins fans might be upset that he didn't get in the end zones, but they have to be happy that they live to play another day. So they'll have two more chances to get this ball in the end zone. Who do you call on?
Well, Ryan Jansen. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. You're going to give the ball to Ryan Jansen. A point of this long drive, I'm looking down here at Brody Newberry, who does not play defense for the Oilers, hands in his hand warmers, looking a little chilly, and I think that's another big benefit of this long drive.
Jansen, nice through on the right side, and he's not to be denied as he went through low, he went through hard, and he went through and found that pay dirt. And so it is that Ryan Jansen gets the Redskins on the board for the first time tonight with a 1-yard touchdown run. All right, trying the extra point will be Jeremy Brown. Out of the hold of Tassetti. Ball's down, kicks up, it's high, it's long, and it's good. Jeremy Brown's point after attempt makes our score 14-7. Oilers have the lead, but momentum has swung over to the Redskins side. We'll be back with the Nokomis kickoff after these messages on WSMI. At the 5:44 mark of quarter number 3, Brian Jansen with a 1-yard touchdown run completes a drive which was 13 plays, 77 yards for the Nokomis Redskins as they took over half the third quarter. Ryan Jansen doing the honors from 1 yard out. 13 plays, 77-yard drive. Jeremy Brown's point after makes it 14-7. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854.
Landon Eagleman and Nolan Ernst teamed up from that tackle on the kickoff for the Redskins, giving virtually no return to the Oilers.
And so the Oilers now, with the lead trimmed to 14-7, they'll start from their own 24-yard line as they head from south to north here, as Beecham with a back beside him. He's got two wing backs, and for some reason or another, Coach Heron didn't like what he saw, so he'll call his first time out of the second half with 5:38 to go here in the third quarter. It's the Oilers 14, the Redskins 7, back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker without gloves, Dan Newkirk with gloves and sock cap. The guy who's more prepared is alongside. As you said, the lead may still belong to East Alton Wood River, but the momentum have definitely gone to the other side.
Really shifted here. A critical series for both the defense of Nokomis and the offense of Wood River.
When in doubt, what do? Well, you go to the money man, and that's Brody Newberry. Newberry with a nice run gets the ball out near the 30-yard line. So pickup of six for him brings up a second and four for the Oilers. It's always nice when you got Mr. Automatic who can get you that 5 or 6 yards, it seems like, every carry.
It's just so explosive. You almost kind of forget about him back there, which is hard to believe you can, but, boy, then once they give him the ball, you remember quick.
Yeah, they're going to give him the ball again, and he's going to cut across. He'll break through a tackle and get out to the 35. That'll be good enough for a touchdown, and tell you what, if it hadn't been for number 75, Quentin Jameson.
For a first down.
I got a little excited there. But if it hadn't been for Quentin Jameson, it would have been a touchdown indeed. He saved it, making the tackle at the 35. And it'll be first and 10 for East Alton Wood River from their own 35. I was thinking in my head it saved a touchdown.
Well, and I'm ahead of myself. There. You were right there, because had he not made that tackle, I think Brody Newberry pops that thing free, and there's a lot of green grass he was going to run on.
We've seen him do it before.
Yes, we have.
He almost did it again. He's going to get another carry as he's going to go to the outside. He just simply ran right through a tackle, runs through another one, gets all the way down to the 40-yard line of Nokomis. You talk about a determined runner. Brody Newberry just refused to be stopped there. Wow.
What a great run. Just a hammer of a running back. He came up the field there.
25 yards?
Yeah, 25 yards. It was Connor Overby, the sophomore defensive back for Nokomis, that took just a bust in the chops from Newberry as he gained on that play.
This time they'll go in motion and they'll give the ball off instead to Damian Weissman. Wiseman's going to get the ball inside the 40 down to about the 38. Going to be a couple of tough yards, as that's going to bring up a second and about eight from the 38.
It's Preston Brumman getting up last on that play. Looking they've made the tackle. Brumman now leaving the game in. He did get up slow. I think he had some help from his teammate Quentin Jameson on that play as well.
Well, Wiseman's quite a load himself. He's 5'7", but 200 pounds, and that low center of gravity makes him difficult to bring down. And, of course, the same can be said for Brody Newberry. He's 5'10", and 200 pounds as well. They'll go man in motion, and we'll have flags flying before. It's going to be a procedure call against the Oilers, so that'll move the ball back out over the 40-yard line to the 43 and bring up second and 13. Second and 13 from the 43 as they back him up. And a clock stop for the assessment of the penalty with 3:32 to go here in the third quarter. 14-7, East Alton Wood River with the lead. Now they'll wind that clock and we'll head inside 3:30. Getting the play, Kenny Beecham, the 6-foot, 160-pound junior quarterback for the Oilers. He'll go out to the huddle and have Wiseman lined up behind him. Over on the far side in the slot is Newberry. Newberry's going to go in motion, and he's not going to get the handoff. He'll fake it twice, look deep, finds that big tight end. No, instead it's going to be intercepted as coming up with a play, Tosetti. You talked about Tosetti has thrown a couple of interceptions. Well, he got one right back there as the receivers were open but just a little overthrown. And Tosetti doing a good job as Alex stepped in front, got the INT.
The big tight end, Gavin Haynes, was the intended receiver in the play. And it appeared that the ball did go through his hands, but it was a high throw. It would have been a tough one to bring down. But as the ball came through his hands, like I said, right into Alex Tosetti's hands, and a little good feeling for Alex Tosetti getting one of those interceptions back.
Got one back, and now Nokomis with an opportunity to perhaps march down and get a tying score. We shall see. They'll give the ball off to Lyons. Oh, Lyons spins through the middle of the line, gets the ball out over the 40 to about the 44-yard line. Pickup of 8 or 9, going to be a second and short. Lyons doing a good job following his lead blockers there. They'll mark it at the 44. Second and a long one. Redskins seems to have figured things out. Don't try to run outside and get around that Oiler defense. As you said, those linebackers string it out well to the outside. Better off just to run right at it.
And that's really what we've seen since coming out from halftime. It's just a healthy dose of in between the tackles, and it's working for the Redskins.
No handoff here as the quarterback's going to keep it himself. Tosetti's going to get the ball out maybe to the 40, we'll mark it at the 44. So we'll give him little or no gain at all. It's going to bring up a third and still a long one, short two to go.
Big play here for both teams near the midfield. I'm not sure Coach Watson goes for it on fourth down here, so I think this is a critical third down play for the Redskins.
Key player Blake Wright. 5'8", 220-pound senior. He's right there in the middle trying to jam things up. He's able to make a mess of things. However, I think Nokomis got the ball out to about the 45. Will that be enough for a first down? It depends on where they mark it. They will call it a first down just barely. So the Redskins get the ball out. We'll mark it at the 46, call it first and 10. Nokomis don't have to be fancy, just have to keep moving the chains.
No, and a couple of key players there on that play. Ryan Jansen for the Nokomis Redskins running the ball. Blake Wright coming up from his linebacker spot, making a good play, but not before he got the first down.
This time it is Lyons who breaks free. It looked like he was going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Now he breaks free and heads down the side. Gets all the way down to the 25-yard line before he's brought down by Brendan Knoll. What an outstanding run that time by Adam Lyons.
Yeah, just a great second effort. He was bottled up near the line of scrimmage, and I think the Wood River Oilers just kind of relaxed on the play, the defense. And
he got lost,
you know,
in the crowd.
Next thing you know, Lyons is popping out for that big 29-yard run.
He got lost in the crowd, gets the ball all the way down to the 25-yard line. We head down to the final 1:10 of the third quarter. Nokomis trailing by 7, but they're moving the ball down the field. Started this drive on their own 35. Now down to the Wood River 25. Into the final minute we go, as they'll go back to that I backfield. And they'll give the ball off to the fullback. And Ryan Jansen doing a good job of just knifing for what he can get down the chute. Down to the 22 he goes, picks up 3, make it 2nd and 7.
It's big Gavin Haynes from his defensive end position making the tackle on that play. I'll tell you what, Gary, there's a lot of big bodies down there smashing into each other.
Now the Redskins going to have to get one more playoff here in the third quarter. So there's 30 seconds showing on the clock. Play clock says 20 seconds. So they'll have to get one more play as Isaac Saturday comes into the ball game.
You know, Gary, Ryan Jansen does a great job of plays look like they're maybe a gain of 1 at the most, but he does such a great job of diving forward each time. He's always picking up 2, 3, 4 yards in those plays.
He stays low and runs hard, and he does right there, and he'll get the ball maybe to the 20-yard line, but he's going to be wrapped up, and that's going to bring the third quarter to a close. So the Redskins, who had the ball for most all of the third quarter, scored 1 touchdown. They'll get the ball down to the 21, where they will have a 3rd and 6 when we start playing the fourth quarter. But after 3 quarters of play here at Wood River High School, it is East Dalton Wood River 14, Nokomis 7. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk up here outside the press box and enjoying ourselves quite well. Thank you very much. As we head to the fourth quarter, 12 minutes on the clock. Oilers with 14 points. Redskins with 7. But the Redskins, they are knocking on the door with the ball at the 21. It will be a 3rd and 6 for Nokomis. From that eye backfield, they will go to Lyons. Lyons going to duck to the outside. He got a lead block. He turns the corner, gets the ball inside the 15. He's finally going to be brought down, but not until he gets the ball down to about the 11, maybe the 12. Looks like it's going to be awfully close, and it will be good enough for a first down, and that will put the Redskins in the red zone.
And that's the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers JCB. Score now with JCB at Sievers. Check it out online at SieversEquipment.com.
So the ball is going to be placed at the 13-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10. Looks like more like the 14-yard line. They're down there at the north end, and I can't tell for sure. But in any event, the Redskins, they're going to need to know how to get into the end zone for that tying touchdown. As we said, these two teams setting in a situation where Nokomis at 5-2, not enough points with 5 wins to make the playoffs. We're almost assured of that. They won't come up with enough points. So they need that 6th win to get in to the playoffs, either here tonight against Wood River or in Week 9 against Colfax Ridgeview, a team from way up north. They will be coming down to Nokomis for the game. As for the East Alton Wood River Oilers, they're setting at 4-3. A loss here, they'll be out of the playoffs altogether, I'm pretty sure. They need to win out. That is, they need the win tonight. Then they'll need a win in Week 9 against Johnsburg. That team is 3-4. They are near the Wisconsin border, is Johnsburg. And so the game is going to be played at about a halfway point at Illinois Wesleyan in the Bloomington Normal area. Good idea. Both teams say, hey, we'll meet you halfway.
Yeah, I like the idea. And you know what the best thing about Johnsburg is? They're the Seahawks.
There you go. Yeah.
A Midwest team, who's the Seahawks? I'm not sure how that works out, but, man, I love it.
Well, that's like when Minneapolis moved to Los Angeles. They kept the Lakers moniker. So here they are, the Los Angeles Lakers, sitting next to an ocean. But they didn't want to change the name, I guess.
I was at the state track meet a couple of years ago, and there was a boy with a Johnsburg Seahawks track and field T-shirt on, and I was going to trade him my Litchfield Panthers track T-shirt for that, and I got up to $20, and he just kept saying, I think my dad will get mad at me. And so, but boy, I thought I had a Seahawks track and field T-shirt, and I was pretty pumped about it, but I wound up not getting it. Skunked again.
We've got an injured player. He's being brought off the field, literally being carried off the field. And I believe that was Brendan Knoll, who's being brought over to the sideline and set down. Following that injury timeout, we'll go back to the I formation, give the ball off to Lyons. He's tripped up, and he's going to be slung to the ground. He fumbles the ball but recovers it, and Nokomis is going to maintain possession. But they're going to have a little bit further to go to get into the end zone, as he was brought down outside the 10, back at about, does it look like close to the 15? I believe it is. We'll call it the 15-yard line. And that's going to bring up a 2nd down and about 12. 2nd and 12 for Nokomis from the Wood River 15-yard line, just underway here in the fourth quarter. They'll go straight ahead and find the going very tough, as the Oilers' front line got up there quickly and made a stop for minimal gain, maybe back to the original line of scrimmage at about the 14-yard line. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 10. Yardage has always been tough for the Redskins coming down here close to the goal line. It was down here at this end in the first half where they threw the interception that thwarted their first touchdown drive, or potential touchdown drive, I should say. They'll go back to the eye, fumble snap, and Tosetti's going to have to fall on it. That was something you could ill afford at that juncture of the game. He'll fall on it right about at the 14-yard line, so that's going to bring up a 4th and 10. Well, Dan, here's a situation to where if you pass and it's intercepted in the end zone, you really didn't lose a whole lot if you go for it either way, because this is not punting situation, and I don't believe their kicker, they feel significantly that he could kick a field goal from here.
No, you're right. I think either way, this is where, even though they've not had a lot of success passing the ball, this is where I think that there's nothing to lose here.
Jansen, the single setback in the backfield. Tosetti up under center. Nokomis not sure of what the defensive setup was, so they'll call a timeout. Perhaps the most important play of the game, as the Redskins have taken the ball and they have marched from their own 35-yard line all the way down to the Wood River 14-yard line with 9:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. They trail by 7. It's 4th and 11. As they take a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. As they attend to the injured player, Brendan Knoll, over here on the sideline, following the timeout, Nokomis with a 4th and 10 from their own 14. They'll go to the I formation with a wide receiver out to the near side. It's going to be Tosetti running the option. He'll pitch it off and going down the sideline, almost into the end zone, but not quite getting there, is going to be Adam Lyons, and somehow or another he got his helmet pulled off, but I don't see a penalty flag. And it looks like he's going to come up short at about the 6-yard line. And so the Oilers are going to take over. And as Lyons goes over to the sideline, he still has his helmet in his hand. I'm not saying that somebody pulled it off. All I'm saying is that somehow or another, it was a vicious enough attack that it popped off. In any event,
I believe Coach Watson's also questioning how that can be that a helmet can come off without a face mask call.
No, the official over there in front of it did not see it that way. So from their own 5-yard line, once again, the Oiler defense stands up. In the first half, it was an interception to stop that drive. Now here in the fourth quarter, they give it up on downs from their own 5-yard line. The Oilers will see if they can move out from the shadow of their own end zone. And I think we're going to have a procedure call right off the bat, which is going to back the Oilers up half the distance, so that'll take them to the 3, make it a 1st and 13. And this is the situation, Dan, where this defense for Nokomis can still get the ball back in excellent field position, but they don't want to let the Oilers do any marching down the field.
It's still a lot of time. We got a lot of time left in this game, a lot of game to play here with 9:21 to go. But, boy, the defense could be heroes here, getting the ball back, or, my goodness, a turnover down this deep could be just huge.
Well, the Oilers have not been much of a passing team. You wouldn't expect them to pass here. What you would expect, as they send Newberry over to that tight slot position over on the right side, would be to put him in motion, bring him around that left side, and see what he can do with the ball. That would be my conjecture.
Well, yeah, on the 3-yard line going out, Brandon, Brody Newberry is your guy.
Well, Wiseman's going to get the call. He's going to go right up the chute. And the ball is pulled loose. And it looks like the Redskins have got it as they come away with it. Will they get the call? We shall see, as it looks like one of the big linemen in there, I believe that's Wyatt Dooley, who has the ball. And it's going to be Nokomis ball, I do believe. They are switching. So Nokomis gets the fumble recovery. I'm giving credit to Wyatt Dooley until I hear otherwise. He came off there like he had gotten that fumble recovery. A big hit, a big play. Dooley, the man of the hour, giving the Redskins yet another chance as they will have the ball inside the 10-yard line. Looks like it's going to be marked just about at the 5. So let's call it from the Wood River 5, a 1st and goal for the Redskins. Dan, you have to take advantage of this opportunity.
Oh, exactly. And Ryan Jansen. I mean, if you ever had time, that big line and big Ryan Jansen, this is the time.
He's the only back in the backfield. He gets it. He gets run into a wall as he goes across the 5 down to the 4. Credit that defense of the Oilers as they came up quickly there. Derek Riley, a sophomore, Deshaun Warren, a senior on that play, one of the first to get in there. We'll see what they do with a 2nd and goal.
And just big push. The offensive line of Nokomis has really done a great job tonight. But I think on that play, that was won by the D-line of the Oilers. They really pushed that offensive line back into the backfield.
Here we go. 2nd down, goal to go from the 4. This time it'll go to the second back, Lyons, and Lyons is going to be met at the five, and he's going to be brought down for little or no gain. Once again, that Oiler defense coming up quickly. Blake Wright, one of them who come in there, but I tell you what, he wasn't alone in there. It looked like Josh Franklin in there as well. Good defense in the middle. From the five, it'll be a third and goal. Is this a goal line stand or what?
Really is. And, you know, in this size school football, you get a lot of the same guys, offense and defense. And so, you know, we talk sometimes that defense comes in and bails out the offense, but it's a lot of the same guys. These guys are in there, they're trying to get the ball back so they can stay on offense.
And nobody looks like they're tired. They're all fired up for this one. It's going to be unbalanced line to the right. One lineman here. They'll give the ball to Lyons. He's going to try to turn the corner. He's got the lead blocker out there in Ryan Jansen, and he is driven out of bounds, and I don't believe he got there. He barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Let's see where they mark it this time.
They moved the box maybe
to
just
the four?
Maybe a yard, yes, maybe a yard on the play.
Well, that was a situation to where there was only one down lineman to the left side of the center. So student body was over there to the right. They tried to give the ball off to Lyons, and he could not get in. Biggest play of the game, perhaps, coming up right now. 7:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Oilers 14. Redskins 7. Redskins with a fourth and goal when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Fourth down, 4 yards to go for a potential tying touchdown. The Redskins at the north end of the field break the huddle. They come to the line of scrimmage. One slot back is Engelman. He will go in motion. They'll bring the ball back and go to the air until Setti's in trouble. He'll roll out. He's got room. Flag is down. He's headed to the end zone and brought down on the 1 yard line. He does not make it. Now we'll have to check the flag, and I believe it's going to be an offensive hold against the Redskins. Yes, indeed. The Redskins commit the holding penalty. The Oiler defense holds, and once again, the Comas is turned away at the goal line.
Boy, what a great stand by this Oiler defense. An expression that we hear a lot in football is bend but don't break. And I think that perfectly describes what the maroon and gold have done tonight. They've given up yards getting down the field. But boy, when it becomes a critical situation, you know, inside the five, inside the 10-yard line, they stiffen up and they really bring the wood and hit hard and just shut the door on the Redskins.
Yeah, great pursuit to the outside that time as the Redskins tried to turn the corner and angle off to the pylon. I couldn't tell who it was for the Oilers, two or three there, and now they're going to try to move the ball out. Well, first of all, they're going to try to hang on to the ball. Last time they gave it up on a fumble. This time they're going to give the ball off to Newberry, and Newberry is going to get the ball out to maybe the four, just shy of the five. Let's give him a gain of one. We'll call it second and nine. More importantly now, we've got to start watching that clock. It's down to 6:53, and the Oilers would like nothing better than to keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock moving, keep the chains moving as well. Redskins, they need to come up with another big stop on defense. They did it just a moment ago, recovering a fumble, had the ideal opportunity to punch it in for the score, but could not do so. You said coming into tonight's game, Dan, this was going to be a good one, and indeed it has been.
Yeah, just really two games with a lot on the line, very well matched up, and it's proven to be every bit that good of a game.
Huge line split there for the Oilers on the offensive line, and I understand now why they wanted to get that tackle and end out there to block as they went wide. Cassetti comes up with a tackle at the 10-yard line as the running back gets up slowly, and that's Deshaun Warren. He could not turn the corner, but he does get out to the 10, so we'll give him a gain of 6, and that's going to bring up a third and a short 3.
Deshaun Warren coming in new to this game, taking the place of Brendan Knoll, the injured Oiler on the field. He's still down in front of us, really uncomfortable. Our heart really goes out to young Brendan Knoll and his family. It seems to be a right leg injury, difficult to tell if it's knee or leg, but they're giving him a lot of attention right now.
Third and 3. Call on Newberry. He can't go inside, so he goes outside. It's a race. It's a chase to the outside. He ends up out there on the running track, but gets all the way out to almost the 20-yard line. needed three, picked up nearly 10, first and 10 for the Oilers. That was a big play by the big man. How many yards do you have for Newberry tonight?
That's going to take him to 162 yards on the night so far. So the money man has been Brody Newberry for the Oilers, and he continues to be so tonight.
Well, he had 67 yards on that first run from the line of scrimmage, but since then, he's still put together a 100-yard night in addition to that huge run.
Oh, he's had a 20-yard run, a 25-yard run, a 15-yard run, so when he can rip off the ball in chunks very easily.
Ball on the 19 is this time they're going to hand it off, and this time they'll give it to Wiseman. As Wiseman is going to get the ball out to about the 24, so he's going to have a pickup of five, going to bring up a second at about, let's call it six. As he gets the ball out, and they'll mark it at the 24-yard line, clock continuing to run. We're now down inside 5 minutes. Oilers trying to work this clock and try to move the ball down the field. They don't need another score. They just need to run that clock out. On the other hand, the Redskins, they've got to get the ball back. The sooner, the better. Down to 4:45 and counting. Second down, six from the 24. Will it be Wiseman? Will it be Newberry? One of the two is surely going to get the ball. They've been doing the bulk of the work all night. Nope, they're going to go off on a different route this time. As the handoff is going to go on the jet sweep to the outside, they'll give that one off. Is that 22 on the carry there?
Number 22 on the carry, that's Seth Sladen.
Sladen, I hadn't had his number called very many times tonight.
No, not very many times at all. And I tell you what, very smart play by Sladen. Nokomis had it bottled up pretty good. Instead of trying to fight or maybe even risk fumbling the ball, he just gave himself up and went to the ground, protecting the ball for the Oilers as the clock ticks on now, going under 4 minutes. Very smart play by a kid that hasn't been in the game hardly at all on offense.
Indeed it was. Out to the 25, he takes it. It's going to bring up a third and a long four. Third and four as we go inside 3:45 here in the fourth quarter. 14-7. Newberry gets a handoff. He'll take a quick step to the inside as he planted the left foot, turned to the right, gets the ball out over the 25 to about the 27. He's going to come up short. Now, big time call here. You got a fourth and still a couple to go. Do you want to give this ball up? Do you want to gamble? They've already shown that their defense can stop you anywhere on the field, but I think they're going to take the conservative call here and punt the ball away.
Yeah, you know, hand it to the Nokomis Redskins. Their defense did a nice job of getting the ball back here. The clock becoming a big opponent, though.
Be careful here. Newberry is the punter. I'm not
good
saying
point.
He will, but he might. He gets a snap back. Yep, he's going to. Oh, good pressure by the Redskins. Ball comes down on the 40-yard line. Tassetti has the ball, and he's trying to head back one way. Now he spins back the other. He finds an opening, got a good block, turns the corner. Now he's cutting back. He's up to midfield, and he's going to be finally driven to the ground. That's one of the most exciting punt returns I've seen all season.
Really, all season.
Alex Tassetti.
And it wasn't a gain of 10 yards on the punt return.
But he ran 150.
Oh, he did. And broke, I don't know how many tackles, to get those valuable yards. You know, and with 2:41 to go, 9 yards is a huge return on a punt return, giving them nine less yards they got to go. So we at 14-7, we still got a ball game on our hands here, Gary.
From the Wood River 49-yard line, one back in the backfield. And they'll give the ball off. Oh, good tackle there. Coming up and submarining and getting the tackle was number 42, Damian Wiseman. As I tell you what, he put him down, took his pegs right out from under him. And so from the 49, it'll be a second and 10 for Nokomis. But more importantly, as far as the Oilers are concerned, the clock continues to run down to 2:20 and counting.
Boy, it's just been an old-school football night all around, right down to that low tackle there on the big Ryan Jansen.
Now the handoff will go to Lyons. Oh, Lyons is going to be met and stuffed. Josh Franklin, a 5'7", 215-pound junior, he came shooting through that line. And I mean, Lyons did not have a chance. All the way back on their own 48, they are stuffed for a loss, are the Redskins. That's going to bring up a third and 13. Clock continuing to run as we're down to 100 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 14-7. Wood River still has that lead. Wood River looking for the fifth win of the year.
You know, really a smart call by the coaches on that blitz up the middle. But credit the kid. It's really easy to run by the running back on those blitzes. Did a great job of sitting down once he got through and making the play.
Stayed right there. Now will the Redskins go to the air, down to 118 and counting. They will. Tosetti drops back, gets good protection. Now he has to roll out. He's going to have to run, and he's going to be double-teamed at the 50-yard line and brought down. Clock continuing to run. I think Nokomis has to use a timeout as we go down to the final minute of this one. Fourth down and about 11 yards to go from the 50-yard line as we're inside 55 seconds, and the Redskins have not called a timeout yet. Now they will, as there's 46 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 14-7 is the Oiler lead. The Redskins may be down to their last offensive snap of the game as it's a 4th and 11 from the 50-yard line. We'll take a quick break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham sitting back in the studio, staying warm and toasty. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk were a little bit chilled, but I tell you what, we got the adrenaline pumping because these two teams playing their heart out. What do you call here, Coach?
Boy, it's a tough one. If you've got that... If Coach Watson's got that trick play in his book, if they've got that, you know, hook and lateral,
halfback pass
with Ryan Jansen, this would be the time to use it. The problem with it is, though, that the Oiler defensive line has had such great penetration all night, you almost risk and fear a tackle, you know, getting tackled back in the backfield, though. So I don't envy Coach Watson on this call, I'll tell you that.
I like the wheel pattern here. See if he can run guy down and in and swing around. They're coming after him. He's not going to have much time. Down the sideline, got a receiver deep. He's beyond everybody. It is a catch. It is a touchdown. The Nokomis Redskins, Landon Eagleman, somehow or another, he got behind the secondary. I don't know how that happened, but all Eagleman had to worry about was nestling that ball into his arms because there was no defender that had any chance whatsoever to get that one. That is a 50-yard touchdown pass from Tosetti to Eagleman, and now the all-important point after to tie this one up.
How about that Redskins offensive line of giving Tosetti the time to get the pass thrown down the field, and what a beautiful pass it was. Goodness gracious. Yes, absolutely. We got Dylan Haynes, a junior, Derek Ball, a senior, Quentin Jamison, a senior, Cameron Englehart, a junior, and Brayston Brummett, a junior, on that offensive line for the Redskins.
And so here we go. Jeremy Brown to kick the point after to give the tie. Out of the hold of Alex Tosetti. It's going to be a fake. They're going to go for two. They've got a receiver in the end zone. And it's good. It's good.
Wow.
The two-point conversion. You talk about a gunslinger. And the man of the hour is Adam Lyons. I don't believe what I just saw. You talk about taking a gamble and making it pay off against all odds. Adam Lyons with the reception from Alex Tosetti, and the two-point conversion will give the Redskins a 15-14 lead with 37 seconds to go.
Well, it would be a drastic understatement to say that Alex Tosetti's had a rough night throwing the ball. Going into these last two plays, he had three attempts. He had thrown three interceptions, and now going with the 50-yard touchdown pass to Landon Eagleman. Now the 3-yard conversion pass on the fake extra point to Adam Lyons. Wow, what great poise, what great posture and confidence by Alex Tosetti, and the confidence that his coaching staff has in him to pull that play off. Boy, all the credit roll. And this Oiler crowd is just shocked. The sideline, it's just with 37 seconds to go. There's just shock and awe.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the final 37 seconds. You're listening to WSMI. Following the kickoff, the Oilers trying to field it, do so on a knee. Well, first it started off with Alex Tosetti hooking up with Landon Eagleman for a 50-yard touchdown pass. Then Alex Tosetti hooks up with Adam Lyons for a two-point conversion. And so Nokomis, starting on the Wood River 49, used four plays to go 51 yards. Four plays, 51-yard drive. Tossetti to Engelman for the touchdown. Tossetti to Lyons for the point after attempt. And the lead with 37 seconds now belongs to Nokomis. And this scoring drive summary is brought to you by Heinz Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. So now the Oilers in desperation mode. They will roll out. They'll look for the receiver, and it's incomplete. And so that's going to bring up a second down with the ball on their 25-yard line.
Intended receiver was Will Keith on that deep out pattern. I think they were trying to get out to about the 40-yard line and then get the ball out of bounds. Keith came out of his break a little slower than I think quarterback Kenny Meacham thought he was going to and led him a little bit too much.
That only took a few seconds off the clock. So now with 29 seconds still left on the clock, Coach Heron looking for that play to end the day the way they started the day, or the night, I should say, as they started things off on their first play of the game, Brody Newberry taking it 67 yards for a touchdown. Now, receivers, there's three of them wide here. They're going to the air as Beecham is looking down, looking deep. Safety's behind, catches up, and it's made at the 40-yard line. That will stop the clock as they move the chains. 27 seconds to go. What an outstanding catch made there, as that was Will Keith who came up with the catch at the 40-yard line. So that was a play of 35 yards, a first and 10 for the Oilers. Don't look now, but East Dalton Wood River is not out of this one as they call a timeout. We'll take a break, too. You're listening to WSMI. Did we mention that this is homecoming and senior night all rolled up into one? A huge crowd of Wood River followers over here on the near side. But we've got to look across the way. It was no short drive for those Nokomis Redskin fans. And they filled up basically three-fourths of those two huge sections of bleachers over there. So these fans, all of them, regardless of which team you're rooting for, you're going to get your money's worth tonight.
Oh, it really was. I said during the break, who said small school football is not exciting? This has been just a thrill from the first 67-yard touchdown run to this last great 35-yard pass we've had. And then just a tremendous defense in between.
Beecham with only Wiseman behind him. He will be his protector. He'll roll out to the left, a tough rollout, and he's going to go down as the Redskins come up quickly and make the stop. Timeout. Derek Bell, one of the first ones coming in there. Ryan Jansen in there as well for the Redskins. A huge stop. That's one play I do not like in my arsenal when a right-hand quarterback rolls out to his left trying to get his feet squared up, his shoulders squared up. He didn't have a chance. Too much pursuit by an outstanding Nokomis defense brings him down all the way back on the 47-yard line. A loss of seven, going to bring up a second and 17, but more importantly, as far as the Oilers are concerned, down to 18 seconds, Dan.
And the kicker for the Oilers, a soccer player, I would guess. He's got soccer shoes. He's just got that look and approach about him. You wonder where his line is. He made both extra points after the touchdowns. Didn't bomb them through. They weren't high over the crossbar, but you wonder, you know, just what his range is.
Yeah, the Oilers are heading to the south end zone. They're still 47 yards away. As we look at the flag up on top of that flagpole, a gentle breeze coming out of the southeast, so it would not be that much of a factor, but you got to get your kicker in range here. Here we go with a second and 17. Penalty flag going to be thrown. Procedure call going to be assessed against the Oilers. That'll back them up five more. Back to their own 49-yard line. So back, they're going to mark it at the 48. So from their 48-yard line, 15 seconds. Well, a couple, 3 seconds ran off that clock, and I think if they called a procedure call, that should have been dead ball, shouldn't it? In any event, it'll come up to a second and 22. Safeties playing loose for the Redskins. The rule is you've got to keep everything in front of you. Double reverse, giving it to Newberry. Newberry not going anywhere because there was number 58, is that?
Number 58, Derek Bell.
Derek Bell, 5'9", 200-pound senior, and he may have messed things up for the seniors. They're not going to get the next play off. The seniors of East Alton Wood River will not get a win on senior night. Derek Bell sealed the deal as he brings the runner down as they tried to end it the same way they started it, did the Oilers. That was with a big run by Brody Newman, but it wasn't going to happen tonight. The Oilers offense, not a match for the Nokomis defense on that final stand, Dan.
Yeah, and boy, it's a game that you just hate that either team has to lose. Both teams fought very hard. I was very impressed with the defenses of both teams, and it's just one of those nights where you just hate that one of these teams has to leave this field after loss, and a devastating loss it is for the Oilers, now almost making it
almost impossible
to make the playoffs with 5 wins due to their playoff points they're going to get from their conference.
Yeah, with the loss, East Alton Wood River drops to 4-4 on the season. Nokomis with the win goes to 6-2. That means Nokomis will have a playoff bid coming their way, and they will be going to the playoffs at 6-2. They have one game left next week against Octavia Ridgeview, and that game will be at Nokomis. And as far as the East Alton Wood River Oilers, the loss tonight drops them to 4-4. They will play at Illinois Wesleyan next Friday against Johnsburg, a team that's 3-4 going into tonight. They're from the Wisconsin border. But as we take a look at the scoring drives and scoring plays of the game, first of all, in the first quarter, in the first play from the line of scrimmage, Brody Newberry with a 67-yard touchdown run. Nick Ellis' point after attempt gave Wood River a 7-0 lead. That's the way the first quarter ended. Halfway through the second quarter, Wood River struck again. A 13-play, 80-yard drive. Damian Wiseman taking it in from 3 yards out. Ellis' point after made it 14-0. That's the way we stood at halftime. The Oilers dominated the first half. But it was the Nokomis Redskins who dominated the second half as they came out and took the opening kickoff of the third quarter over 5 minutes. In fact, 5 minutes and 16 seconds they held the ball. 13 plays, 77-yard drive. Ryan Jansen with a 1-yard touchdown run. Jeremy Brown's point after attempt got Nokomis in the game at 14-7. And then in the fourth quarter, a couple of miraculous plays. First of all, with 37 seconds to go, it was a 4-play, 51-yard drive. Alex Tosetti hooks up with Engelman for the touchdown. Landon Engelman got the touchdown that drew the Redskins to within one. We thought on the extra point it was going to be a tie. We thought we were going into overtime, but the Redskins thought differently as Alex Tosetti, with outstanding protection from his offensive line, hooks up with Adam Lyons for the two-point conversion on the point after, and after trailing 14-0 at halftime, the Nokomis Redskins come all the way back and win this one 15-14. And I've got to tell you what I heard at halftime. I heard a color announcer say, "I do believe Nokomis is going to come back and win this one. That's the kind of team they are." Dan Newkirk, congratulations. You called that one right.
I did. They're such a second-half team that it was easy to call.
And these final game totals, as far as the scoring drive summaries are concerned, they're brought to you by Hines Furniture and Flooring in Carlinville since 1854. Now, we've got the particulars as far as the points. How about some stats?
Well, for the hometown Wood River Oilers, it was Brody Newberry leading the charge with 164 yards on 12 carries. Kenny Beecham threw only 4 passes, but completed 2 of them. One big one, 35-yarder to Will Keith, but it ended the night with 54 yards and 1 interception. On the Nokomis side, a much better second half than first half. They got that inside running game going. They totaled team rushing yards for 163 yards with Adam Lyons with 72 and Ryan Jansen with 59. Alex Tosetti shook off those 3 early interceptions that he had, threw the big 50-yard touchdown pass to Landon Engelman, then threw the 3-yard conversion pass, completed it to to Adam Lyons. So he had two completions for 53 yards on his five attempts, the three interceptions as well, but a touchdown and a conversion.
And as they say, it's not the way you start the game, it's the way you end the game. And the Redskins came on with a flourish. In that second half, they dominated the line of scrimmage. They dominated the clock as they had the ball, I would say, probably at least three-fourths of the time in the second half. East Alton Wood River didn't have much of a chance to get the ball into the end zone because they didn't have the ball in their hands. Final thoughts.
Well, just old-school football. It was refreshing to see two teams just come out and really just play good, hard football at the line of scrimmage. Both very disciplined teams, both very well-coached teams, obviously. And again, like I said earlier, it was just you hate to see one of these two teams lose this game. They were such critical games for both teams. Both teams played so hard, and both have a lot to be proud of. Obviously, Nokomis is feeling it right now as they do their breakdown, you know, feeling that their season just got 2 weeks longer at least, and the realization for the Oilers that their season just is going to end next week.
Yeah, the Oilers with the loss, they move to 4-4 on the season. As we said, week 9 sees them playing Johnsburg at Illinois Wesleyan next week. And, of course, for the victorious Nokomis Redskins, they're 6-2 on the season. They're guaranteed of going to the playoffs. They'll finish up the regular season with Colfax Ridgeview next week at home. And Colfax to Ridgeview, of course, they're east of Bloomington, so they'll have a bit of a trip coming down to Nokomis. But the big news tonight is a 15-14 victory for the Nokomis Redskins, and that ride home is going to be an enjoyable one. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making these high school football games possible to bring to you. I want to thank the fine folks here at East Alton Wood River for their hospitality. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. For Dan Newkirk, this is Gary Boker. One final time, our final score. The Nokomis Redskins, 15. The East Alton Wood River Oilers, 14. Gary Boker saying so long from the gridiron.